Dockless electric scooters, they're blossoming around our cities like fall mums or pumpkins. You spot a scooter right there on the sidewalk, use a mobile app to unlock and pay, and off you go. Riding a Bird scooter in Detroit, for instance, starts at $1, and then it's 15 cents per minute. Top speed, about 15 miles an hour. And when you're done, leave the scooter right there. No dock, no worrying about charging it or returning it. Across the country, some love them and some most certainly do not, which made us eager to know just what people in Detroit are saying. Our Sam Corey hit the streets to find out.
I feel like it's fun. So, I mean, like, if any reason for people to come out and enjoy the city, I mean, it's simple. Download the app, put your credit card in. So I'm for it. I think it's a good add-on, and I feel like it'll bring more people. And that's what we need in the city.
I guess a little bit of my concern would be because I know some people are riding in the streets and there are potholes. And I know, like, without helmets or something, I'm worried that sometimes people might be able to get a concussion from the potholes.
The app say you have to use helmet, but I feel so safety without use this helmet. I think they are so stable. I mean, you can ride, they are so stable. You don't have any kind of problem when you ride it. Scooter.
It's definitely good for tourists to come in and just to ride around, have fun. It's a nice add-on, but it's a full replacement as in public transportation. Not really, but I would say it's definitely it brings new life to see something to do other than just riding the transport or riding the queue line or something like that. So it's nice and fun.
We turn now to Dr. Steve Remius, an assistant professor at Wayne State University's Civil and Environmental Engineering Department, with us now via Skype. Steve, welcome. It's good to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me. Excited to talk about kind of some future mobility solutions.
Indeed. So what do you make of this scooter revolution?
There's definitely pros and cons. I personally believe that they solve a very significant transportation problem in the city, one that transportation engineers know as the first mile, last mile problem. And really that's trying to figure out how to kind of get people the last mile when using public transit or even, you know, driving in their cars. I think it supports a lot of the public transit initiatives very well. You ride the Bird to the queue line, et cetera. I also think they're really fun. It's a fun mode of transportation. I think a lot of the millennial generation, the younger crowd in urban areas, finds them, you know, very, very fun to ride around. But of course, there are some issues, some concerns.
Yes.
There's safety issues.
All right. So we're certainly talking to the generation who grew up playing on their Razor scooters. So they've got their scooter skills down pat. Who else is using these?
For a while, I think they thought it was going to be just people riding them for fun. And I really do think you're starting to see younger generations and even the kind of the mid-career generation using these as actual transportation sources, getting from meeting to meeting downtown, getting, you know, from their office to the queue line or their office to the bus station. It's really happening. I work at Wayne State University. There are a ton of these things where students are using them to get from class to class. That excuse of, you know, I couldn't get across campus in time is a little bit less of an excuse, and it's more, hey, I couldn't find a Bird to get me across campus. So,
all right, let's get into the flip side, the backlash. What do critics not like about these electric scooters?
The big one is safety, right? 50 miles per hour. I think there's crashes and injuries that have already started to pile up. There's some concerns with the city of Detroit as well. Detroit has one of the highest per capita death rates for pedestrians right now for a large city. And those numbers are from 2010 to 2016. I think there's issues with sidewalk sharing and where you're supposed to ride these things. And I think that's one of the big issues. The other kind of less of an issue is their business model is really the don't ask for permission, ask for forgiveness model. They go around and kind of throw these scooters into different towns. Some have embraced the scooters as Detroit has, and some have rejected the scooters, such as Nashville is an example of a town that said, no, you can't put these here. We don't want them.
Yeah, there's plenty of reporting out there about city officials in various cities either trying to keep them out of the city or at least tightly limit them. But you indicate Detroit has been welcoming?
Detroit has been welcoming. Mark DeLaverne is the chief mobility officer at the city of Detroit. He actually did a really nice kind of when they got deployed, he kind of met with his team and said, hey, you know, what can we do? And they went and used past initiatives from other cities who have had them and saw the best practices and implemented some of those best practices in Detroit. And I think from a mobility perspective, it's one of those things. How can you be mad about a new kind of transportation mode? It's a fun mode, and it gets people out in the city, and it's hard to say no to.
What are some of those best practices that Detroit has said, all right, we're doing this?
You know, where do you ride the Bird scooter? I think Detroit came out and said, okay, you know, when bike lanes are available, ride in bike lanes. I think Detroit has put a lot of effort into bike lanes and bike infrastructure, talking about, you know, the DeQuinder Cut, along with some of the new bike lanes that they're adding on Warren Avenue and Cass Avenue. So I think that's one thing. You know, when you can ride on sidewalks, I think a lot of people are riding on sidewalks. You know, they suggest you ride on sidewalks only when they're underutilized. And then how to deal with traffic and when you should ride in the traffic lanes. That's something that is a little bit scary, riding these Bird scooters in traffic. But if it's a low volume, kind of low stress area where there is a lot of bikes and other things, it may not be the worst to get off the sidewalk and get into the street.
If you just joined us, we're talking about the Bird electric scooters, dockless scooters that have been popping up all around Detroit's got them. I walked past some for the first time today in Ann Arbor. They are really taking off. And we're looking at the pros and the cons. And, you know, you just indicated some best practices that the city's put in place. Are the riders observing those?
That's a really good question. So I know, and that's where a lot of the complaints are coming from. You have riders riding on very busy sidewalks and things like that. So how do you discourage riders from doing poor practice and who's in charge of enforcing those? I think those are questions that are going to be answered. And I think it's some of those questions that they wanted answered before they deployed, but, you know, with their business model of kind of throwing them out, I think it's a wait and see. And I think they'll be answered, and they'll get more education and more training out there. But for right now, you know, I think it is. It's really kind of a wait and see type technology, and see how people are reacting and what to do. But there may be some enforcement down the line that needs to happen to prevent people from riding these things in busy areas and putting people's safety at risk.
You know, the scooters hit Detroit streets just this summer. You were citing some statistics from earlier years saying Detroit has a lot of bike and pedestrian crashes. Do we anecdotally know if there's anything that's gone up in terms of accidents or crashes since the Bird scooters came to Detroit?
So in the city of Detroit right now, I have not seen those numbers. Usually crash numbers are published on an annual basis. Mm-hmm. So this year's crash numbers won't be available until next year. Now, anecdotally, the only comparisons I have are some other cities' numbers. There have been a few fatal crashes with these Bird scooters as well around the country. But as I know of right now, there have been little or no negative impacts in the city of Detroit. But once again, it's kind of a wait and see type of question. You have to imagine there will be some risk and some crashes that come out of this. But hopefully we can kind of do best practices and figure out what we can do to prevent some of these crashes and learn from other cities who are implementing these scooters.
And speaking of other cities, we're seeing some cities beginning to reconfigure their streets, really making more complete streets where, you know, the roads and streets will do more than accommodate cars. They will be there for bicycles. They will be there for these scooters. Is creating safe streets, in your view, maybe the only way to make electric scooters safer to use?
I don't think it's the only way, but I think it's a great example of a way to do that. So you're talking about complete streets, which is a big initiative nationwide right now, and it kind of ties to road diets, which is getting rid of actual vehicle lanes and creating, you know, buffered bike lanes and kind of a more, you know, like you mentioned, a complete street. Mm-hmm. I do think that will help. An example in Detroit right now is Woodward Avenue, with the addition of the Q line, it actually made it difficult for bicyclists to use the Woodward Avenue. And the city of Detroit has been spending a little bit more time and effort creating, you know, Cass Avenue as kind of the bike facility, if you will, and adding bike lanes and making sure that it's safe for bikes, so that the bikers would move from Woodward to the parallel street of Cass. I think Cass could be a very good street for people trying to get from Midtown to downtown, mm-hmm. or downtown to Midtown to ride your scooters on. It's a little bit less traffic volume and has the facilities to accommodate some of these Bird scooters.
And you don't want to get tires caught in those tracks for the queue line, that's for sure.
That is exactly right. That's a safety issue waiting to happen.
You know, just I'm thinking about the Segway, Steve. That was kind of a thing for a bit, but it didn't catch on widely. Could these scooters have the potential to be more than a fad, to be more than the latest cool thing, and then kind of vanish the way the Segway did?
I really, in my personal opinion, I don't see these things going away anytime soon. The only concern is how they survive over the winter season. I have to imagine, and I don't know this offhand, but I have to imagine in a certain temperature, they're not going to perform well. They'll have to pull them off of the streets, and then people will be looking for another mode. I think Segways were a little bit pricey, and actually these scooters, you spoke to it earlier, the Razor scooter generation, these scooters are, in my opinion, a little bit easier to ride than Segways. And I think people are a little bit more familiar with these scooters and the cost. I think the cost is incredibly affordable as opposed to renting a Segway and riding around town. I mean, a dollar a ride and 15 cents a minute. It's really a cheap mode of transportation to get you, you know, the last couple miles.
Dr. Steve Ramius is an assistant professor at Wayne State University's Civil and Environmental Engineering Department. Thank you so much for sharing all those years you've spent studying transportation operations and that expertise with us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Detroit was the first city in Michigan to get the rental scooters. The two companies operating there are Bird Rides and Lime. The city has now imposed a per company limit of 300 scooters, and that puts 600 out there available for rent in Detroit. Any new company coming in would also be given that 300 scooter cap.